morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Allow me to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. For 20-plus years, the Power Hour has been here in one form or another, from Joyce now to us here. Sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I don't talk about that enough, but we are. So if you're joining us, if you're new to the show, welcome. I think you're going to enjoy it. Give us 10 minutes, and I think you'll be an avid listener. Well, it depends on 10 minutes you pick. I guess that's a better way to put it. But anyway, we're very glad you're here. Please check out our social media. YouTube, we got a new YouTube channel. We're, you know, trying to make it progress a little bit. You know what happened, whatever. Our last channel got killed. ThePowerHourRadioShow.com. You can search on YouTube. The Power Hour Radio Show. Did I say .com? The Power Hour Radio Show. Just search that at YouTube.com. And then you'll see our symbol. You can click on that and subscribe. And it's an easy way for us to get in touch with you. We can have interviews there without commercials. Some of the more prominent ones or what have you, or the ones Jason decides to do and put up and that kind of thing. Also, Twitter, Power Hour Nation. Also, Facebook, Power Hour Nation. All relatively new. Weaving our way through this minefield is not as easy as you think, social media minefield, but you're aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being involved with us. We're really happy to connect with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. And if you have trouble listening live, TalkStreamLive.com is great. A lot of people use it. TalkStreamLive.com. You can put The Power Hour in the search bar, and then you'll see our symbol, the TPH logo with the lightning bolt. And riding shotgun with us today, of course, is Uncle Kevin. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What a great day in America. Excited to be here.
Yes, we have Lowell Pontes coming today. You remember Lowell?
Yeah.
Remember Lowell? Really excited to have him and get his perspective. He's a writer for...
He can talk.
Yeah, he's a world-class talker.
I'm telling you, he's beautiful. The stuff that comes out of his mouth is poetry.
Yes, very long line of high level...
Way up there.
Media and writing and New York Times and blah, 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 and roving editor for the Reader's Digest at one point, now writes for WorldNet Daily and just kind of kicks around and analyzes the world. So we certainly want to hear his opinion. So
absolutely.
We're glad that. And then we got the news, and so we'll do news and any of your calls. If you want to call in, go ahead, 844-769-2944. I get emails that I don't give out that number enough. Okay, get your pen and paper. I'm going to say it slow. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. In this first hour, we'd love to hear from you if you want to
say hello.
Say hello or whatever's on your mind. We'd love to hear you. We're going to do news. Probably the biggest story, I don't know which one's bigger, but two huge stories right from the get-go. Kev, let's go straight to the story you got about Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, Microsoft files patent for dystopia body-activated data apparatus. Patent number. You can't make this stuff up, the patent number.
Now, listen to this. He told me this, I just about hit the floor.
W0. Could that stand for world order, maybe?
I don't know. Just read the number.
202-00-60606.
So the end of it is 666.
666.
The
mark of the devil.
Isn't that special? Go ahead. Talk a little bit more about the article.
It's described as a cryptocurrency system using your body-activated data, whatever that means. Microsoft has patented with VeraChip, manufacturing Digital Angel Corporation since 2008, the world intellectual property organization published application status report for publication number, the same number with the patent number 666. And basically it uses cryptocurrencies.
It uses the blockchain technology.
Correct.
It uses the framework of it. Doesn't use cryptocurrencies. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And number one, the human body activated associated with the task provided to user may be used in a mining process of cryptocurrencies. So you can mine out of your body. How about that? That's unbelievable.
Okay, let me, you know, usually, especially on the beginning of the week like this, there's a lot of news. And I usually try to blast through the news. This story, the next story,
this
really
is going to be on your body.
This is a huge story.
Mixed in with your body.
Yes. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. Now, hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've had Deborah Tavares on, and you kind of can start. I want you to put all these pieces together, and they start to make a picture. Deborah Tavares, you know, I don't know how long ago, a year plus ago, was talking about how everything would be actualized. Everything would be, you know, insurance. Everything would have a value and be insured.
That's right.
The blades of grass would be counted.
Yeah.
Would be detailed. Right. The everything.
Everything.
Everything in the world of value is going to place. How do you think this is going to happen? One of the things that the blockchain technology can do, yes, it can stop corruption, but it also has absolute certainty of records, absolute certainty of numbers, absolute certainty of bank accounts, transactions, all these things. Where in the world, how in the world, are they going to monetize, actualize the whole world? How can they do that without this technology? Now is coming along at this time, you can start to see how these two are merging. A year ago, whatever, when Deborah Devere said it, most of you probably thought, this is science fiction, can't put it together. Okay, you want to put it together? Now, what I've always told you for here recently, they want to put a value on everything, want to value you, mm-hmm. that you are going to have the value, and they're going to. Have influence over it all. How are they going to get their hooks in you? This article is nightmarish in its potential. They're saying, I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong here, Kevin, basically they're going to put some sort of vaccine induced or even just regular chip in you by right. some other means that can track you, measure your
blood pressure,
heart rate, measure
vacuum,
your
vacuum, I mean, you know, temperature of you.
Basically, the value of you.
Right.
It'll measure everything about you. So the value. So
and where you are.
If you're 85.
So you don't have to have your phone. They can keep track of you.
If you're 80.
If you leave your phone home.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. They know exactly where you are through this.
It's safe. You're safe. Don't worry.
Yeah.
They, you know, if you're 85 years old and poor health, about to keel over any day. Well, then on the blockchain technology, you'll register as a certain value.
Yeah.
If you're 21 years old, healthy as a horse and ready to. You know, have value to the
that's
quote
right.
unquote currency. That's how they look at it. What value you have.
That's right.
It's not your soul. It's not your intellect. It's not your creativity per se. Your creativity is going to be blockchained in something else. See, that's two different things.
And if you're 81 and you don't feel so good, they just might push the button.
Well, that's another story. That's another story.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
possible.
The potential for that is,
yes.
I mean, that's a, I mean, we've already had Bill Gates on film. I mean, this isn't, he says, well, there'll come the time. Well, are we going to take care of grandma and keep her alive for 6 months or a year? Or are we going to hire 10 new teachers?
10 new teachers.
That was straight out of his mouth.
He wants the 10 new teachers.
Resilient economy, planned economy, where, everything is planned.
Yep.
Everything is managed. Everything is categorized. Everything is cataloged.
Yeah.
Everything
has a price on it.
Everything has a value. That's
yep.
right. And everything is insurable.
That's right.
How can you insure something if you can't put a value on it?
Bingo.
So they're going to put a value. They're going to put a value on everything.
I don't think I'm going to be valued very high.
Well, we value you.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think they will. If you reach a certain age, I think your value goes way down.
Well, yeah. You're on Social Security. Well, whoa. Your value went way down.
Yeah, you're a drain on society.
Yeah, you're a net zero. You're a net negative.
Net negative. You might
your value.
You might have to go.
Well, that's where logically you know, people think, oh, that's crazy. Well, yeah, it is crazy. But logically, if you're going to, you have a managed economy, your mm-hmm. categories in that, I can't even talk this morning. You are categorizing everything.
Yeah.
Then what does that say? I don't want to get fired up, but this is why I know this. There's a few things I know in this world. There's a few talents I have, and there are very, very few people in the public, on radio, in media, at all, who can explain to you the connection between God, your rights, the law, the foundation of the country, and how this is the solution for what we're facing. And I've said this over and over and over again. Are you endowed by your creator or aren't you? Is the Bill of Rights the law or isn't it? And this goes right into what we're seeing with the protests, you know, another big, massive story. Protests are breaking out all over, which is a great sign.
Great, great sign.
Remember the story from Utah, the Governor Herbert there, getting up and talking about, well, we have the technology, we need to use it, we need people to do the right thing. What is the right thing that he wants us to do? Fill out a form when we land in Salt Lake. Tell us where you've been, at contact with coronavirus. You know, it's the first major step. Major. I mean, there's other things, yes, you know, I get, but this is kind of the next level. This is the first step in the next level of social credit. The idea that you have to land and come into a geographic location, a political location, and fill out a form to be acceptable to be in society.
Correct.
That is the very definition of social credit. If you're driving in a car and you drive from Arizona to Utah, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, think about this. You're driving from Arizona to Utah. You cross the border.
Your car gets a beep.
Your phone, or maybe your car. Yeah. A lot of those cars are you know,
computerized.
Yeah. So definitely your cell phone. That's what they said. That's what they said. Let's be fair. That's what they said in the news conference. That's what they said, not me.
I gotcha.
You get a text or some kind of signal, and a form is digitally sent to your cell phone. You didn't ask for it. You don't know. You're geolocated across the system.
Yeah. It's horrendous.
I mean, imagine this.
They don't have the authority to do that. But they're doing it.
Well,
it's what we'll put up with.
Very interesting line from, I think it wasn't from the governor, but I think it was from the lieutenant governor or whatever, somebody head of his task force that was speaking right after him. And he said, we think people, if they have the option to do the right thing, they'll do the right thing. Church trying to play on your
emotions,
and your goodness. And then he says, we are tracking compliance. I mean, let that sink into you. We are tracking compliance. Oh, I thought you wanted the information. No, we're tracking compliance.
That's right.
See, what was that about? Is it about, you know, stopping the spread of corona? No, it's tracking compliance.
It's tracking you.
It's tracking compliance.
Knowing your every move.
It's tracking compliance.
Right.
Are you going to comply or are you not?
And if you're not, you might have five cop cars waiting for you down the road.
Well, that's in the future.
That's right.
But no, they're not going to do that now. I mean, they're not to that point.
No.
But you see, they're tracking compliance. This is what they will. People, I've gotten emails. How far is this going to go?
As far as we let it.
Bingo. They're going to track our compliance. So if our compliance is high, okay. Then what's next?
Yeah.
If our compliance isn't high, ooh, we got more work to do.
That's right.
That's how this works.
Mm-hmm.
These people will never stop. They must be stopped.
Correct.
And the only thing, if you can tell me a better idea, if you can tell me a more peace, it's like Sheriff Mack says, if you can tell me a better solution, let me know about it. I'll join you. But I don't know of a more peaceful, better solution than to get the sheriffs and the law to enforce the Bill of Rights.
Has to. Makes perfect sense.
Anyway, we got a couple of calls. Who are our callers, Todd? Bob in Kansas, and who is the other? And Dave in Pennsylvania. Okay, let's get a couple of callers. Bob in Kansas, welcome to the Power Hour. Good morning, my friend. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm real sorry about accusing your uncle of substance abuse. I was wrong.
You are wrong, Bob. That's okay.
If you call,
I was wrong. I got to thinking about it, and it occurred to me that probably what's going on is that Trump watch he's wearing is putting out mind control signals to his brain.
It's got an extra big battery in it. I've never seen a battery so big. So it could be used for other things too.
Anyway, I was going to give you a little bit of a lowdown of what's going on.
Okay, let's hear it.
Nude pictures between people on the computer and phone are up 350%.
Nude pictures. So people sending... Naked.
People sending people texting or whatever that is?
Yeah.
Or just looking up, going to porn sites and looking it up.
Sick bunch of people. And then domestic abuse has gone up, of course.
Of course. You're stuck in the house with the same person.
We've got a lot of Hispanic people over here where I'm at in Kansas City, Kansas. And they've come in and they've worked real hard and took these old houses and fixed them up. And they're really pretty good citizens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I guess they were getting out and demonstrating about how they're sick of this lockdown. They need to get out and work.
Excellent.
Well, good. What, I mean, what's your feeling about this overall, this lockdown and getting back? I mean, what?
Well, I'm not sure about it. I do think there's something killing people, but you could go up right now. A lady talked about her husband went to two hospitals dying of a heart attack, and he went and died. They turned him away.
Wow.
Dying of a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we're ending up on it, but I do want to bring up two quick things. One right in this area. The coronavirus has 50 varieties, 5 of which make you sick. So when we get a test and it tests positive for coronavirus, is it just a blanket test that covers all the variety?
This is a great question.
Yeah. For the most part, yes.
It will give us false numbers, right?
Yeah, I would think.
All right. And the other thing is, all these environmentalists want to go to all this Mark of the Beast and eat your little ones and whatever else they want to do and like blockchain money. Well, did you know that when this was 2 years ago, what did they call that blockchain company come out first?
Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, yeah. They were using as much energy every day as the state of Rhode Island did today. They're energy consuming. They're just energy magnets, you know? It's not a good idea. They're a bad idea.
Well, I'm on record. I mean, I'm pretty clear. I don't know what you think. I think there's no question that this is, at least in the short term here, this is where money's going. This is where Wall Street is. This is the next pump, and this is where it's going. And they're putting the infrastructure in, and this is where they want to go. And this is it's set up to go that way. I mean, there's so much momentum behind. I mean, it's almost like a waterfall. You can't. It's already went off over the cliff. You can't stop it from hitting the bottom. I mean, you can decide what you do with it from there. But it's already over the cliff, so it's hitting the bottom. That's what I see.
A lot of people, when you talk to them about all this stuff, and it's like tell them it's satanic, and the people really running things are Satanists, they look at you like you're crazy.
Well, that's okay.
Even now. And I think they better wake up. You know, we're a bunch of lemmings as a people. We really are.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know, my goodness. But I am, I don't know, proud is the right word. I don't really like that word, but can't think of a better one. I'm proud that Americans are going around, like when 15,000 cars went around the Capitol in Michigan and honking the horn. Yeah. I just thought that was fantastic. I was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. You know, maybe there's some spirit.
Way back when they set up Homeland Security, they got 3 people to consult for them. One of them was Marcus Wolf.
Yeah, former Stasi.
That's right.
Former East Germany.
They hired him.
Yeah, Jew too. He was a Jew. And he has a home in Israel. Had a home. He's dead now, I think. And the other two were Andrei Karpov and Yuri Primakov. They were both big shots of the KGB. And a couple of people came up to those two and says, what about all these guys with their guns and this and that? And he said, we'll just spray them like bugs.
Wow.
That's what they're good. That's kind of what they've done now, huh?
Where is that quote? Where did you get that? That's important.
That's been almost 20 years ago. Way back, right after they started Homeland Security, about 2002.
That was Karpov, and what was the other name? Primakov?
Yuri Karpov and Andrei Karpov. Yuri Primakov and Andrei Karpov. Not off, the OBE, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find it. That is important. That is super important. See, I can see that. You know, people think their guns are going to save you. And I don't, and that's not, people, do you think your gun's going to save you? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you give up your gun, what you're saying is, then you're a total slave. So I'm not saying your gun will save you. I'm saying these principles, these ideas will save you. And
well,
if you're going to have these principles, yeah, it'll sure help. Yeah. Can't hurt.
You know what, though? We really need to have God on our side in this, or we're done.
What does that mean to you? I don't mean this. I don't mean this flippantly. What does that mean?
Everything I've ever did, and beg God to help me and have mercy on me, and when I stand up and fight.
Amen.
I love that, Bob.
Yeah.
I love that.
Throw that stupid wristwatch away, will you? I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Hey, God bless you, Bob. Bob's not too enamored with your wristwatch.
I don't know why. He's never seen it.
Because he don't like Trump. Gotta be.
Or I don't know. Bob, you like Trump? You gone?
Bob's gone.
I think Trump's one of them.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Hold on, guys. Let me tell you two things about Trump that got me kind of wondering about him.
I wonder about him, too.
He said that his favorite sport was pro wrestling.
Okay, that's one. What was the other?
It's like wrestling up there on Capitol Hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what was the other?
And the other one was when he's asked what he needed to repent of, he said, "I don't need to repent of anything."
Well, that's interesting.
That tells me right there.
Maybe he follows the teachings of Jesus.
He does not. Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you this, Bob. We got about 30 seconds before the break, and then we'll get our other callers. I've said this. There is no way on God's green earth that all these conservative people would have let America be locked down like this if this was Obama doing it. If Obama was doing this, the uproar would be three times this.
Yeah.
So now that it's Trump, everybody sits on their hands.
Oh, I know. And you know, I've been down here playing four-dimensional checkers, and I know what's going on. I'll see you guys later.
Hey, God bless you, Bob. Stay tuned. More calls on the other side, and we are going to go. We're going to blast through this news. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big story. Bill Gates talking about putting a chip in you that monitors your blood pressure, everything about you, and monetizes you and links you to the cryptocurrency blockchain technology. If that doesn't alarm you, I don't know what would. I mean, it's open. It's pad. I mean, it's like, yep, here it is right here. Here's what we're doing. Yep, line up.
Line up. There it is.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. The Power Mall is where all the great products. This is how we fund ourselves. And by you, your purchases, your prayers, your donation, your energy is what keeps us here and allows us to talk about these things in independent media. Never before has independent media been so important. Maybe since, well, I would say since the Committee of Correspondence. If you know what that is, in the 1770s, Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
That's why he's the father of our revolution. I don't know if you knew that, because he started, was central in the Committee of Correspondence, where they're doing circular letters throughout
That's
the 13
right.
colonies.
Handing them out. The first internet.
Independent media. Yeah. Independent internet media, basically. Yeah. Samuel Adams. He's the father of our revolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
And anyway, getting back to the Power Mall, great products. You know all the things that we have there. There's something there for everybody. Everybody who's listening, I can pretty much promise there's something there that you need or can use and what have you. Buy from the good guys, will you? Don't take a chance and buy from Amazon and God only knows what you're getting. The Tranquil, a new natural anxiety aid is coming called Tranquil that Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, you know, he did the REM sleep. Wayne's going to be on Lair this week, and so he'll talk more about it. And also he has his friend who had PTSD super bad and he couldn't sleep, you know, and then sleep just compounds it. And with the REM sleep, what that did for him. So check out that this, I think Thursday, silver solution. We got OptiVita, vitamin D. We had a couple of sources of vitamin D, silver mist humidifier, astaxanthin from, Good Health Naturally. Essential Digestive Plus, those enzymes are key. Vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex from Global Healing Center. Dr. Group's going to be on tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, I love Dr. Group.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm going to ask him about 5G.
Yeah.
And what's the truth? Fact from fiction. What does 5G really do? Vegan Safe B12, Lateral Fluoro, Selenium, extremely important core, Strauss Heart Drops, the most profound product we've ever sold here.
It's amazing.
The 3.4 ounce in regular and cinnamon, the bigger bottle, 7.6 regular cinnamon, smooth oregano, cold storm, cardio support, kidney support.
That's my favorite, a kidney support. What a life changer for me. That's just for me.
Well, you definitely can sleep now.
Yeah. I feel better because I sleep more, you know?
Iron Earth. If you are growing anything, you want something to, there's hardly any nutrients in the soil anymore.
Oh, I know. Yeah. What's all depleted.
Nitrogen, potassium, and whatever that they just keep throwing in. Phosphorus that they keep, is it phosphorus that they just keep throwing in the soil?
Yeah, what is
what
that?
What about the rest of the minerals? What about everything? It's a chemical source anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Phosphatidylcholine, Sherry Rogers, Willard Water, of course, we have, and all the rest at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Let's go to the other caller. We got another caller, Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave in Pennsylvania, what's on your mind, sir? Is Dave still there? Did we lose Dave? Did we lose
Dave?
Dave? Dave, going once, going twice. Sold, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can't hear him. So figure it out. If you figure it out, Todd, just tell me in my ear. Maybe
he did. I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Where you been, Dave?
Yeah, a little slow there.
Sorry, Daniel. I had you up on the radio, and I know there's a little delay on there. Hey, we're out in Pennsylvania at the state capitol, Harrisburg, man, and we are shutting down the whole capitol.
There Excellent.
Cars here. Man, we got an American flag. We got our CSPOA posters. We got no forced vaccines, no masks, no chipping, no tracking. I mean, it is going crazy.
How many people do you think are there?
It's taken us 45 minutes just to go about a quarter of a mile. We haven't even got to the front of the Capitol building yet. But
really?
Wow.
It looks like there's thousands all over the steps.
Who organized it? You know?
Everybody's got American flags, the Gadsden flags. There are signs out. Us and our two homes, me and my wife and my two home school children, are all in the truck. We're just ready to go across the front Capitol and then get out there and join up the crowd.
So you're in a line. Let me try to envision this, similar to Michigan, where everybody's in cars and they're just trying to go around kind of really slowly around. Is that what's going on?
I think everyone's just trying to get here to get to the Capitol and get out and walk around and stuff, but it's
okay.
The city is just completely shut down of everybody converging at the state capitol to send a message that we are done with this overreach of government power and the unconstitutional executive orders that they are signing into law, which are completely illegal.
How does it feel to be, you know, in the contest of liberty here, Dave? How does it feel to be in the middle of this?
Oh, it's like being alive. This is all about being American. It is so invigorating, and it's just wonderful to see like-minded people coming together and taking a stand. This is what it's all about. We're peacefully assembling, other than the horns and some bullhorns and stuff like that, some honking, but we are making a statement peacefully. So I hope, you know, the government recognizes that and take that into consideration.
What is the atmosphere? I haven't heard a lot of people from Pennsylvania. I know some of the other states where there's a Democratic governor, it seems like the more Democratic control in their state legislature, the more regulation. I mean, I don't want to be partisan, but that's basically what's going on. Is that what you're seeing in Pennsylvania also?
Really, what happens in Pennsylvania, we have Philadelphia and Harrisburg Philadelphia and Pittsburgh that really kind of dictate a lot of the politics. And unfortunately, the other 99% of the state really just gets pulled, puts this lasso put around their neck and drugged through the ringer, so to speak, of we're going to be forced to have to put up with these laws. But I really see a lot of the Pennsylvanians coming out and saying, we're done with everything that's happening. I mean, they kept pushing, and they pushed too far now. So it's going to be a lot worse than what they thought it would have been.
That's kind of similar to New York, I think. You know, New York, obviously Manhattan, New York, is most of the population, but then rural New York is very conservative. Is that similar what you're telling me Pennsylvania is also?
Absolutely. And we did have one Republican governor last time, and then he was, I guess, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh got upset about that, and then he was out. So we have Wolf back. But we're also letting businesses know, at least for Pennsylvania, that Wolf, even though he mandated masks, there is a medical exemption in his clause, and it says that you do not have to provide any documentation whatsoever. You just have to tell them that you're medically exempt from it. So we're going into businesses, and they're acting like they're not sure. They're unsure, but we printed out the governor's executive order.
Wow.
And we're showing that to businesses so they can't deny people to go in that
That's
do not have masks on.
Dave, oh, my gosh. You are like, you are my hero. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear what this guy is doing? Homeschooled children? God almighty, Dave.
Joyce, standing up.
I've called into Joyce a few times when she was around. I love Joyce. She really changed my family, my life, and my family's life. But I've went out and met with Sheriff Mack, and I've joined up his group, and I'm part of the Pennsylvania CSPOA group, and we got leaflets, and we're just on fire. We just love this opportunity to go out and get people aware of their what the Constitution says. And like you said, Daniel, we have God-given rights in the Constitution, and the public officials have made an oath to that, to uphold those God-given rights.
And there's no exemption to it. If they tell you there's an exemption under a crisis, they're wrong.
Amen. That's right, Uncle Kevin.
That's right.
I want to stay in contact with you when you go to Todd, when he gets off. Can you get, is it okay if I get your phone number, Dave? I'd like to talk
Absolutely,
to you more.
Daniel.
Yeah, I'd like to stay in touch. So Todd, please see, you know, okay. I don't know what to say, Dave. I'm blown away. I'm so excited. I'm very, very glad that you called, and any support we can give, God bless you all out there. And I pronounce success to you. I pronounce deliverance to you. I pronounce power upon you. Because this is America,
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I pronounce it upon you in the name of God. I mean, this is it.
And protection.
And protection to you, your family, and all of you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates just filed a patent to put a chip and put you on the blockchain. I'm not talking about, like, your stuff. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
You. On the blockchain. So, God bless you, Dave. Absolutely fantastic to talk to you. I don't know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, everybody, please, I hope everybody's clapping right now for Dave in Pennsylvania and all you're doing. It's really, you really move me, Dave, what you're doing. Thank you so much.
We're giddy over here.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Uncle Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you.
Woo! Is that...
Get his number, Todd, please.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Todd, do we have any other callers? Or we can go to news now. Nobody else. Okay. Whoa, that is
love it. Love it.
That is. Were you not inspired listening to him?
Yeah, absolutely. Got my blood going up. Made me want to fight.
Well, like you said, you know, he feels alive.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times. You know, I mean, let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. When you're sitting in this chair, there's times that it wears you down. And there's times when it lifts you up.
Yeah.
And there's
sure
times
does.
When it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And there's times when it exhilarates you.
Yeah. We're exhilarated right now.
Yeah. And it's not easy. And I'm so moved by what Dave's doing and see how profound he is, how thoughtful
mm-hmm.
and the CSPOA. I'll say the same thing Sheriff Mack done. And this is what we're working on in Houston is working through Sheriff Mack, trying to expand it a little bit, trying to add some, you know, more depth to it. But
educate people.
If you can show me a better way.
No, there is no way.
Not peaceful.
No, not peaceful. There is no way.
There, when the rubber meets the road at law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So in your county, I mean, there's 3,100 counties.
Mm-hmm.
You may live in Pittsburgh. Forget it. Don't even bother. Don't waste your breath. Go move.
Yeah.
Move. Just move.
Mm-hmm.
Move to a smaller place or whatever. Then you go to some small county. There's 3,100 sheriffs. You can find a sheriff in some small county that can believe what we're saying here.
And if they don't, run against them and throw them out of office.
Yeah, find somebody else.
Find somebody else.
I mean, so a lot of these counties
are small.
You know, there's 20,000 people in a county.
Yeah.
How many people do you think vote? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you're talking, if you can move, literally, if you can move hundreds of people, not thousands, not tens of thousands, if you can move hundreds of people.
That's right.
In your county. You can change the fate of your county.
Yep, sure can.
And that's your county. Okay, that's your little bit of the world.
Yep, we ain't putting up with these out-of-control officers.
Whoa. Another huge story. Gosh, I forgot the other huge story I was going to say. This is a major story. We'll try to get through some news. I apologize we haven't done much news. Drones from China companies cause spying concerns, experts claims. So with all this talk of coronavirus, seems, you know, kind of a provocative title, right? Let me tell you the deal. The company is, what's the company? Dajiang Innovations, DJI is the company. They are connected with, guess who their basically owner is?
Bill Gates.
No.
Oh.
The Chinese government.
Oh, Chinese.
You know how the People's you know, Republic or whatever say of China, mm-hmm. whatever. Okay. They own tons of businesses. They're communists, whatever. They've gone to a bunch of law enforcement agencies, law enforcement. I don't know what they're enforcing.
That's right.
I wish they wouldn't enforce the law. So if they're going to enforce the now think about this. If they're enforcing the law, and the law is the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights have nothing to do with you, so they have to enforce the law on the government.
That's
so you
right.
think about that. Change
that
the paradigm.
That would be good if they kept an eye on the government.
Getting back to the story. Should people be concerned? Yes. Everyone should always be concerned. You can never trust China. So this company, out of the goodness of their heart, out of the goodness of their little Chinese hearts, have donated drones to quote-unquote law enforcement mm-hmm. to monitor Americans during this coronavirus. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Very nice with
them. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
No.
Chinese companies. When do people donate anything?
They want something.
You know, 9 times out of 10. I mean, not always, but 9 times out of 10, Power Hour listeners are very generous.
That's right.
But even then, you want something. You know, you donate because you want to see these persons succeed. I'm donating to Sheriff Mac because I want Sheriff Mac to succeed. You want something. You're not doing it just. You know,
willy-nilly.
Yeah, you have a agenda. Everybody's got an agenda. This show has an agenda. Everybody has an agenda.
Yeah. Psychology 101.
And so they're donating. The Chinese government owns the company that is donating the drones that are monitoring you right now. Drones in the sky. Does that concern anybody?
Yeah. One flies back here around here, I'm going to shoot it down.
You might. The hawks probably get it. I don't think they'll fly down here. The hawks will get it. Bangladesh funeral attracts 100,000 people, shattering coronavirus social distancing rules. A funeral for a Bangladeshi religious leader drew 100,000 people. So much for 6 feet apart from each other.
People are starting to wake up.
Larry at Walmart would not be happy with that.
He would not, Larry.
Excuse me, please, back up, please, sir.
6 feet.
Berlin cops aggressively break up protests against nation's authoritarian lockdown. See, this is going on other places. America, this is the argument I've had with people who not poo-poo the Bill of Rights, but they discount the Bill of Rights, or they discount when I say that the Bill of Rights is just as important as most of your Bible.
Yeah, they don't have the protections we do.
Exactly. And if you're in China right now, and you have your Bible, you got to know that, ladies and gentlemen. You know me well enough to know. I'm not discounting the Bible. I'm elevating the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely.
If you're in China right now, you can't read the Bible in public.
Nope, can't.
You can't have a Bible. You can't go around the Capitol and honk your horn. Why? What's the difference between there and here? You can still do it, barely here, because the Bill of Rights is still hanging on
by the pinky.
Yeah, I mean, do we really comprehend what that means? Do we really understand the blessings of a bunch of ignorant agrarian white rich slave vote whatever word you want to tar them with our founding fathers? That it's ingrateful and ignorant at the very least to criticize our founding fathers in any sizable degree. It is ignorant and ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning. Just at the very least. At the very least.
Yep.
Coronavirus journey. The last cruise ship on Earth finally comes home.
That'd be a boat ride from hell.
Can you imagine getting?
Oh my! And the worst thing about it that I didn't know about it, they locked everybody in the room, so they couldn't go around, you know, and mingle
and enjoy the.
Oh my gosh, that'd be like torture.
I'm trying to find out how long they've been on this. January 5th.
Wow.
January 5th. That's what, three plus months.
Yeah, you get close to a port, you jump over.
Yeah, jump out of your porthole.
Exactly.
Knock the porthole out, jump out. A gunman in Nova Scotia evaded police for nearly 12 hours after killing at least 16 in one of Canada's deadliest mass shootings. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
He poses as a policeman.
Manchurian candidate.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. You know, just right now they're going to talk about guns. Oh, God, I can't have guns. They're in this crisis. Protesters gather in Russia to demand cancellation of self-isolation rules. People, they're sick of this.
Sick of it.
More people, you know, same thing I talked to my cousin. People don't die of cigarettes. Where's the fervor about cigarettes? Alcohol. Yeah. We've already been through this with alcohol. We've already been through it. Cars. We're going to ban cars?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this isn't dangerous.
Slip in the bathroom.
But my gosh.
I got a good story here.
Hurry.
White House petition calls for investigating Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation connection to the Wuhan outbreak. 300,000 signatures, triple the threshold that requires the U.S. government to respond. 300,000 people that aren't getting the chip. Another good story.
Yes, very good. The public servant of the day, you know, Dave is our Power Hour listener of the day.
Yes.
Dave in Pennsylvania, you are the Power Hour listener of the week.
Yeah.
Probably the month.
Four bells for you.
Yeah, like employee of the month.
Yeah.
Dave, you are the Power Hour listener of the month. Here is the public servant of the day, at least. I mean, maybe longer. This is Kansas Attorney General Bob. Bob, you're in Kansas here. You need to call Attorney General Derek Smith and thank him. Here's his quote about these restrictions on religion and stay-at-home orders and such. Here's his quote.
Okay.
Today's judicial ruling, which was that the governor can't tell you can't not have church.
Right.
Okay, that was the ruling. The judge said that.
Excellent.
Today's judicial ruling is a much needed reminder that the Constitution is not under a stay home order and the Bill of Rights cannot be quarantined.
That's
by
right.
God.
Absolutely.
Dear
they
God.
They don't have the authority to do it.
The Constitution protects our liberties, especially during times of crisis when history reveals governments too quick to sacrifice rights of the few to calm fears of the many. God bless you, Derek Smith. Yep. God yep. bless you, Derek Smith. Derek Smith. Derek Smith. Derek Smith. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Derek Smith.
It's unalienable. That means something.
And it's different than inalienable.
That's
Those
right.
are two different
That's
words,
it,
ladies
it is.
And gentlemen.
Yep.
Virgin Atlantic, the Branson, what's that, Richard Branson?
Yeah.
He said they're going to fold without aid. They don't get aid.
Well, good for him. He's a
Well, I think a lot of these airlines are in trouble.
Oh, they are. Yeah. I don't want to pay for them, though.
Well, you want planes, though. So the government's going to start owning the airlines.
Everything.
That's basically what's coming
up. That's what it is. Fed's buying up everything.
Now, this came out of Fox story that indictments against Obama's deep staters may come this week. John Solomon reported this. I'll say the same thing I've been saying for months. I'll believe it when I see it. How's your Trump watch working now?
It's good. It's keeping good time.
Bob's concerned.
I know. Don't worry about it, Bob. I'm telling you the truth. Don't worry about it.
Scientific breakdown at CDC lab led to coronavirus testing delays. Oh, imagine that. You mean, like, Bob made a great point. There's 50 different varieties of coronavirus, at least that they say, that we know. Who knows how many.
Yeah, and you only can't believe the government who's tested.
And there's only five of them that can even, you know, make you get sick. Okay, so what's a test for? What coronavirus is it testing for? You have other people.
They don't know.
You're having other people saying the HIV component makes it impossible to make a vaccine. They can't make a vaccine for HIV.
They can't.
So how can they make a vaccine for HIV linked to a coronavirus?
They can't even do it for the coronavirus because it mutates so fast. By the time they get it out, it's a different virus. So it's all nonsense.
We needed to go. Rich Americans activate pandemic escape plans. As coronavirus infections tore across the U.S., a Silicon Valley executive called the survival shelter manufacturer Rising S. You want to know how to open the secret door to multi-million dollar bunker 11 feet underground in New Zealand? How do I open this thing that I bought? It's time.
He forgot the code.
Yeah, I don't know. He lost the code. It's not like resetting your password.
No. It's like cryptocurrency. You lose your code, forget about it.
Yeah, antibody test seen as key to reopening country does not yet deliver. Antibody test. Antibody doesn't mean you're immune.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much. It means right. something, not much.
But they can't correlate it decisively that it's a... Can't do it.
State gets sued for allowing only girls in girls' sports.
Excellent.
No, this is the state. Oh. The state stood up and said, "No, we're only having girls in girls' track and field."
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, yeah. I misunderstood you.
So the ACLU, that bastion of freedom in America, is suing Idaho over state law requiring participants in girls' sports to be girls.
It's so wrong for guys to be playing men's sport, girls' sports.
That would rule out boys who say they are girls. Let's see the girls. See, this is really gaining traction because the girls are like,
girls are standing up.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. I'm the best sprinter in my state.
I've been training for 20 years.
And I'm getting a scholarship. Yeah. I got a scholarship coming, and I can't even crack the top 10 now.
Yeah, exactly. And they're denied the scholarship because of it. Yeah. Wrong.
Meat prices suddenly surge as food processing plants shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you about the toilet paper, didn't I? Didn't I tell you? Didn't we tell you about the toilet paper?
Yeah,
we told you, right?
Yeah, we did.
We told you. You got a freezer. I know you probably do in your house. Clean it out. All the junk if there's any doubt at all, chuck it in the trash can and fill your freezer full of meat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, you've been warned. Dow drops 500 points amid coronavirus concern and oil price collapse. Not good.
Not good.
Killed by the coronavirus lockdowns. Thousands of U.S. businesses that were shut down will be closed permanently. Michael Snyder.
Yeah, permanently.
Well, my cousin. I mean, we're going back and forth. We're talking to her. But I mean, it's terrible.
Has she got a check yet?
No.
Because I haven't got my check. I've been on top of it. I went to the IRS where you file for it. I haven't got it.
10 types of apples thought to be extinct from pioneer days are discovered in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, good.
So the scientific couple went out and got all these. Good. Lowell Ponte on the other side. There's a lot of news stories. We'll go over.
We love
it. And Andrew Cuomo, where does he fit in all this? We'll see. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.